like that. But the problem is, because they are a part of propaganda, they have media, they have money, they have resources. Their voice, it just heard more than us. So, and a lot of other things. They just sent a lot of spies among those groups of Iranians that they are working. A lot of ambassadors of Iran, families, are just living out of Iran. They didn't came back to Iran, even while the mission is just finished. But their children are living, going to the universities, and with their relations, go to the best places for working. And all the time, they are soldiers of that regime. They might be without hijab, they might just have pictures with bikini in their Instagram, but all of these things are for the regime. They are working for that. And unfortunately, the combination of a lot of indexes, especially these three things, make everything hard for activists, for Iranian activists like us. We do not have any specific media, we do not have any specific funding, grants, or support. So we have to just run a lot of days to just have this possibility to just talk for 1 minute, one place. And they are just sitting in their home, just taking their coffee, and just everything is fine. And they just do the interviews, and something like that. These three things, as I think, are one of the most items that we can mention. Why this path of glory and victory is just becoming so long, becoming so frustrating, and just make many of us disappointed in this moment. So we have to work on these three things. We have to just be more aware. We have to just get more connected with our foreigner resources, and just making relationships to just reach to this agreement that a peaceful Iran, a peaceful regime in Iran means a peaceful Middle East, and a peaceful Middle East means a peaceful world. So we can live all of us together in peace and respect, and nothing bad might happen. So, but if Western countries are just thinking that, okay, they are fading, Iran regime is so somehow unpredictable, they might use the nuclear weapon. No, it is time that you just donating to Islamic Republic regime. You are just making a road to them to reach to the nuclear weapon. You are making yourself, you are helping that. If you really do not want the Islamic Republic regime to reach to the nuclear weapon, you have to stop it. Stop it as soon as possible you can. Put IRGC in the terrorist list. Just exile their ambassadors from, exile the family that they are just from their relatives there, that they are just doing money laundering for them. Just do this action. But just talking so calm and nice and soft with the Islamic Republic regime does not mean. If we have an expression in Farsi that we say, if you do not want to eat a wolf, it doesn't mean that that wolf do not want to eat you as well. So Islamic Republic regime is a monster. If you are just petting him, it doesn't mean that he is going to pet you. It just, they will devour you. You have to just understand it, that how their manner works, how their mind works. They will use nuclear weapon, they are buying time, they will reach into that, and they can just put all the world in threat. So as soon as possible, the world has to do something. There is no joke, and there is no exaggeration on that. It's just pure, bitter, and clear fact.
Okay. Yeah, actually, we expect that they respect our national interest, but they respect their interest and all the financial and economic agreements. They don't care about the human rights everywhere, and they have this, what I would say, there is a cultural relativity, and they think that in our culture is hijab is actually our native culture. And then that's just, I mean, for women, I mean, that they are from the right disenfranchised. But from other side, this economic agreement, they play a big role. And so far, we had a lot of huge uprising in Iran. But so far, yeah, we haven't seen any support from United Nations and the people that respect the human rights everywhere for everyone.
Exactly. Zari, we always say we know that better than all the world, that this is our fight. We have to just do that, and we do not expect any other countries to just fight in our place. We just want them to do not cooperate with our murderers. It doesn't mean that we need you to just come and fight with us in the streets of Iran. No.
Yeah, many things happen.
We just want you to do not cooperating with our murderers. When you, how do you just cooperating? Well, you just invited them. When you just do not exile their ambassadors, why you just put delay? Why you have to just, which type of evidence you need from us that IRGC is a terroristic group? Really, what do you want?
And they don't know that this is a terrorist action happening in other countries. For example,
exactly.
In France, what happened in France, maybe the Hebdo, actually, they get support, financial support from Iran. And then, oh, they have this experience, but I don't know why they don't care about that.
Exactly. But what happened to Mr. Salman Rushdie?
Yeah.
Just something exactly against the freedom of speech, freedom of expression. It just is something that happened in that way. So it just, the most accurate and the recent experience evidence that just happened. So why you are just buying time in the benefit of Islamic Republic regime? It's really a question that I really wanted that these foreign countries just answer me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anytime that Iran regime want to make a deal with other countries, other government, they take the people from that country as a hostage, and then
exactly,
yeah, they do everything they want.
Taking hostage is just one of their manner to just trading with other countries and make them silent.
Yeah.
If you just consider it right now, I suppose if I'm not wrong, 12, there are hostages from 12 countries in prisoners of Iran,
yeah,
in Iran's prison. So can you imagine that from 12 countries, they have hostages and they can just work on that. It's just a good trade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah,
the world is still silent.
Okay. Thank you so much. If you have any word to finish?
No, nothing. Just I wanted to tell your audiences that we Iranian people, not considering to our culture, not considering to our behavior, anything, we are human beings also, and we deserve to live in peace and respect. So if some, it's not, they do not make us a favor if they help me. It's their duty.
Yeah.
It's our, every of us duty to just work for humanity, for democracy, for liberty, for human rights. So if some countries or some people are just coming by our side in this way, they are not doing a favor to us. It's our duty that we have to do that. And I really wish that government just reach to this point, that do their duty to the people of Iran and just help us to just make this path shorter and just make down the prices, how many lives we have to lose, how many times we have to just suffer from torturing, how many people are in the jails. So that's really more than enough. Let's do something. Let's take the correct pose, and the history will judge us. I'm sure about it.
Okay, thank you so much, and have a nice time. Bye for now.
Thank you, dear. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Ba wafawai khak Iran.
Zuhörerinnen, in diesem Teil hören Sie die Rede iranischer Aktivistinnen aus der Sitzung vom 8. März 2023.
بله درود و وقت بخیر به شما دوستان عزیز. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. First, I'd like to thank WISE for inviting me to participate in this conference and the honor of hosting this esteemed panel. I will say a few words and then introduce our speakers. When Ms. Hosseini contacted me, immediately I knew that I wanted to say a few words about the importance of a coalition of women. We have all been wearing a hat for revolutionaries in the first women-led revolution in history. But we know that very soon, in a free democratic Iran, as that is imminent and very near, there will be a need for women, for us, to take our revolutionary hats off and put back on our hat of women's rights activists. I know a lot of women who are here who are not in Iran are living in democratic world, and they are women's rights activists. Proof that the battle is still needed everywhere on this planet. And what is important for us to participate, for this to happen, for future of Iran, what is in the title of this conference, مشارکت سیاسی برابر. Equal political participation requires us to get together and organize in a very systematic manner. Organize as a group of women, despite all of our differences, be it of political affiliation, of party, of age, of sexual orientation, of financial status, religion, or anything else that differentiates us. What binds us all together is that we're women. And everywhere in the world where women have some level of presence in the political sphere, and we know that we still have a fight to fight everywhere on the planet, there has been a price that was paid by women. Sweat and blood, literally blood. Iran is not an exception. And what is important for me is talking about the future democratic Iran, because that is imminent and that is near. What we're doing today is necessary to achieve the space to do what is very important and necessary in future Iran. مشارکت برابر سیاسی. The only way that can happen, that equal political participation, is that we organize into a very strong coalition so we can have a presence that is meaningful and an influence in the constitution and laws that are going to make up the future democratic Iran. We know that will not happen. We were never given our rights. We have had to fight for our rights every step of the way, everywhere in the world. So we can't sit and hope that in future Iran, somebody in some silver platter is going to hand us our rights. What we need to have to do is participate in that lawmaking. We have to have strong politicians present in the future of Iran in a very strong, visible manner. So you know that saying, behind every powerful or successful man is a woman? No, behind every successful woman is going to have to be a coalition of united women, a united organization, a national organization of women. یک سازمان ملی زنان. That is what is important to me today, besides having to fight to achieve freedom in Iran, is to create that سازمان ملی زنان that will encompass all those women, regardless of all those differences, regardless of their sexual orientation, regardless of their financial status, regardless of their ethnicity. And I want to thank Ms. Hosseini, I want to thank WISE for creating a platform to maybe start talking about that and start talking about that unity. We're not talking about an ائتلاف, a coming together of احزاب. We're talking about a coming together of women. So without further delay, I'm happy to be hosting wonderful speakers in this part of the panel that I know are fighting towards that.
ترانه شاده بهاری.
چشماتو وا بکن داره بهار میاد، رویاتو تازه کن هر جور دلت میخواد. چشماتو وا بکن تازه از زندگی، مثل یه سبزه و بازی بچگی. امسالو تازه کن با فکرای قشنگ، با عشق و خوبی یا با دشمنی به جنگ. هفت‌سین زندگی یعنی حال نو، یه فال حافظ و لبخند سال نو. پاشو نفس بکش این حس تازه رو، لبهاتو تازه کن با خنده راه برو. داره بهار میاد رویاها تازه شه، هر روز تو باید یه سال نو باشه. امسالو تازه کن با فکرای قشنگ، با عشق و خوبی یا با دشمنی به جنگ. هفت‌سین زندگی یعنی حال نو، یه فال حافظ و لبخند سال نو. امسالو تازه کن با فکرای قشنگ، با عشق و خوبی یا با دشمنی به جنگ. هفت‌سین زندگی.
So without further delay, I'd like to introduce our first speaker who's going to be with us via recording. Ms. Nazanin Afshinjam is a Canadian-Iranian human rights activist. She is a former Whistleblower Canada and the president and co-founder of Stop Child Executions, as well as Nazanin Foundation. We listen to Ms. Nazanin Afshinjam.
On this International Women's Day, I'd like to draw your attention to the war in Iran, a war on Iranian women by the regime of the Islamic Republic, a regime that wants to silence them and control them in all aspects of life. They dictate what they can wear with compulsory hijab, what subject matters they can pursue in university, and what professions they are allowed to undertake. And they restrict their freedoms, including singing and dancing, riding a bicycle, or simply entering a stadium to watch a football match. Women's fundamental rights are denied. There's systematic discrimination enshrined in the laws, inequality in divorce, child custody, and inheritance. The testimony of a woman is worth half of a man in the court of law. In fact, the life of a woman is legally worth half of a man. So in restitution cases, a man would receive double the amount in injury compensation over a woman. Since Mahsa Jina Amini was beaten to death by morality police in Iran, the voices of Iranian women are stronger than ever. They've been repressed for 44 years under this regime, and they've had enough. They've risen up, have channeled their inner warriors, and have stood their ground. They have sparked a full-fledged female-led revolution, a first feminist revolution of its kind. But the cost is heavy. They've been beaten, they've been tortured, they've been raped, put into solitary confinement, denied access to proper legal representation, and can face the death penalty for their defiance. Many of the 600 people that they've killed since September were women. Many of the 71 children killed were girls. Now, as an act of retaliation, the Islamists have started to poison schoolgirls. Reportedly, over 800 have been attacked with this chemical gas. And that's why I call this a war. The regime cyber police even tried to stop this conference. Nahid Hosseini's email was hacked, and they tried to target the participants. But Iranian women don't relent. They won't give up. As I said, Iranian women are warriors. 2,500 years ago, women led armies into battle, were the head of armies and navies, held ministerial roles, and played an important role in society. It is not Iranian culture for women to be wilted flowers. Iranian women are smart, strong, and indefatigable. The women we have seen on the streets sacrificing their eyesights and their lives through regime bullets for the sake of freedom, they are the true heroes of our time and rightfully recognized on the cover of Time magazine as Person of the Year. On the outside of Iran, a coalition of Iranian women were instrumental in pressuring the United Nations to kick the Islamic Republic of Iran off the Commission for the Status of Women. The women of Iran will win this war against this patriarchal, theocratic, and tyrannical regime of the IRI and establish a democratic system where they will be heard, respected, truly represented at the table, and able to make decisions about their own bodies and take their fate into their own hands. We ask the international community to help us end gender apartheid in Iran and Afghanistan in the same way you help bring an end to racial apartheid in South Africa. By joining our rallies, signing our petitions, pressuring your governments to cut your economic and diplomatic ties with this illegitimate regime that does not represent the people. Pressure your governments to list the IRGC on the terrorist list and expel the regime ambassadors out of your country. Cut any negotiations that legitimizes them and gives them a lifeline. Instead, support freedom-loving Iranian women. In 1852, as Tahereh, an Iranian women's rights activist, about to be executed for taking off her veil, said, "You can kill me as soon as you like, but you cannot stop the emancipation of women." This holds true to this day. These extremists may break our bones, rape our bodies, poison us, suffocate us, but they will never break our spirit. We will fight until victory. Happy International Women's Rights Day.
به پایان برنامه امروز نزدیک شدیم. از این تا لحظه ما رو همراهی کردی سپاسگزاریم. تا فرصت دیگر شادکام و سرفراز باشید. بلا چاو از گروه هزار آوا.
خشم من و تو تشنه بارونه،
قلب ما کم نیست، زانوی غم نیست، قلب ما که دور از هم نیست،
دنیای تازه این یا آغازه، پنجره تا رویا بازه،
یا همه با هم یا همه تنها، او بلا چاو بلا چاو بلا چاو چاو چاو
یه خشم من و تو تشنه یه بارونه،
قلب ما کم نیست، زانوی غم نیست، قلب ما که دور از هم نیست،
دنیای تازه این یا بازه، پنجره تارو یا بازه، یا همه با هم یا همه تنها، او بلا چاو بلا چاو بلا چاو چاو چاو، این حریق از خواب به شب مهتاب، ما که بیدار